This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The embattled head of Maui's Emergency Management Agency, Herman Ndaya, who came under fire for sirens not being sounded as a wildfire tore through Lahaina, has resigned for medical reasons. Cash offers for land are being made to property owners on Maui. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Hawaii already has the highest housing cost in the nation, with home ownership out of reach for many residents. On Maui, the average home price is now $1.2 million, while the average income stood at just $88,000. Archie Kalepa, a ninth generation Lahaina elder, says the recovery must be in the hands of locals and natives.
We're here to hold the line. We are here to hold the lines and get the rest of the state of Hawaii behind us.
Hurricane Hilary strengthens off Mexico's Pacific coast and could bring heavy rain to the southwest U.S. by the weekend. One projected path would have it hitting Southern California. KCAL CTV's Michelle Gili in Orange County's preparations.
Officials are monitoring predicted rainfall, especially in the neighborhoods where landslides occurred. On Friday, at San Clemente's Cultural Center, Casa Romantica, workers will spread plastic and place sandbags on the slope that has slid twice recently.
A Texas woman is being held without bail for allegedly making death threats against the federal judge overseeing former President Trump's election meddling indictment in Washington.
Officials say that Abigail Joe Schrey left a message earlier this month threatening to kill Judge Tanya Chutkan, calling her a slave and the N-word. In Georgia, several members of the grand jury that indicted Trump are facing threats after their personal information was leaked.
That's CBS's Nora O'Donnell. Trump has canceled a press conference on election fraud claims in Georgia, citing attorney's advice. A proposal in Indiana to cap Medicaid reimbursement money that advocates say practically cuts it in half for autism services drew protests to the governor's residence. Service providers like Sarah Clark of the Lighthouse Autism Center fear many parents of autistic children will not be able to make up the difference.
In the region I work in, I'm in Anderson, Indiana. We're looking at 100% of people that we serve losing access.
Governor Eric Holcomb has yet to take a stance on the issue. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger has some tips on preparing your kids for the financial transition to college.
In this day of peer-to-peer money transfers, students still need a bank account. You can keep them at your bank and link the accounts so that you can keep an eye on what's going on and transfer money to the account seamlessly. When you open the account, teach kids about compound interest, insidious fees like minimum balance and overdraft protection, and electronic bill paying.
The latest U.S. jobs claims applications fall. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really fair. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Anything you ever did in politics that was useful as far as they brought someone in to...
No, usually politics stuff was kind of these grandiose, you know, get into the minds of voters and connect with them and all this, you know. It was kind of like Aaron Rodgers' ayahuasca ceremony, you know. I mean, it didn't really go anywhere.
I am disappointed because I would think when you're in politics, they would have breakout sessions of... remaining completely expressionless when your candidate says something moronic. Developing the perfect simper for when you do sit behind the governor and he's signing something you don't like.
SNL sketch or maybe an Asgos, Wisconsin sketch. Jane comes up with what tutorials you need to be a staffer in the Madison's Capitol.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Maybe I will still write that sketch. How to survive being a staffer in the Madison.
I think there's Madison's potential capital. There. I do. I think there's a skit there for sure.
Well, welcome to Thursday's edition of As Goes Wisconsin on this August 17th. And... my question for you this morning is, when there is a disaster, and I guess more often, especially lately, it's usually a natural disaster, but I think you can also put in the financial disaster when that happens, like it did in 2008.
Absolutely.
When there is a disaster and that leaves hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of people in very desperate situations... is the government responsible for holding off vulture capitalists? See what I did there? Instead of venture capitalists, vulture capitalists,
because
they're circling.
Got it.
Yeah. but, you know, developers who...
see, have a chance.
Who care a lot about money.
Yes.
And opportunity to make money. Is it just fair market? And should be left to the fair market, that they have the funds to come in and buy property and fix it up, no matter what changes it makes to the community that is struggling? Or should the government intervene and put some kind of hold on the ability for them to do that? 844-967-2789. Because you can probably see where I'm going with this. Obviously, we're still getting every day the death toll is going up in Maui.
And I think it's up to 106 now.
I even saw 111 yesterday. I think as of Tuesday, it was 106. I think I saw something this morning that said it's 111. They're still searching. They're still expecting it to go up. It's 2,200, over 2,200 acres of land just in the Lahaina district. The tourist district, it was 2,200 buildings, like structures, that I read is $5.5 billion.
Wow.
So it's absolutely horrific what we're seeing coming out of Maui, right? But don't, of course, that hasn't kept developers and people from contacting local property owners asking if they're willing to sell.
Who just lost everything they own.
And the Hawaii governor is trying to curb developers from purchasing destroyed lands in Maui. And I think that's a good thing. I know it's probably more complicated than that, especially as people get in desperate situations. But I think in the same way that you see the aftermath of what can happen in largely a lot of the I know in Milwaukee, a lot of the slumlord problem is people who had the funds to come in and swoop up property during the financial crisis and the housing crisis of 2008. And so now a bunch of people, instead of being able to own homes, are renting to from people who are not good people. And, you know, so concerns are growing that newly built homes would attract wealthy buyers and exacerbate a housing crisis that has already driven Native Hawaiians and local-born residents out of their land. And so Democratic governor there, Josh Green, has said that he's reached out to Hawaii's attorney general for a moratorium on any sales or properties that have been damaged or destroyed by the wildfires. And I guess my question to you listening is, do you think that's a good thing?
Is it overreach?
Is it overreach? Is it government overreach? Or is it protecting people from predatory deals that maybe are not the deal, like, and, you know, maybe not deals that they should take that are what they are actually worth? 844-967-2789. What do you think, Jane?
I definitely think there needs to be something at least temporarily put in place. When people are in desperate situations, and as you said, this is an opportunity for vulture capitalists to swoop in and get the best deal for themselves.
Yeah.
It's rarely to help the people who just lost everything. And yet for some it might sound like a good deal, but
And especially they're desperate because I think we know from other natural disasters that sometimes federal aid is slow to come.
Yeah.
And so does it potentially, because of the speed at which the government sometimes does not work, leave people in the lurch versus, and like that much more open to any money, even if it's not a good deal. And even if it long-term effects of that, you know, the little I do know is that Hawaiian people are very protective of their islands.
Absolutely.
And their communities. And you're seeing that a lot right now as far as who's showing up, and it's the community members trying to help each other right now. But I think this is a bigger question as more and more natural disasters do happen, of where is the line between protecting the people who just lost everything from getting exploited by people who have more money? 844-967-2789. Green also has said that he is looking at ways the state can acquire land for workforce housing, which would potentially be helpful. He's pretty committed to not letting Lahaina and Maui get too expensive for locals after rebuilding. And so this is potentially a way that you curb that from happening. And it just becomes then, what do you do for residents who you're encouraging and cautioning to not take some of these deals? Because Hawaii's Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs urged Maui homeowners to exercise caution when receiving unsolicited communications about their properties. And they also warned that Maui residents, that homeowners might receive less from buyers giving unsolicited offers than they would otherwise.
Absolutely.
And so we got one message from Josh Egan on the YouTube live stream. I hope that the people of Maui publicly shame each of these vultures that are hitting on property owners to buy them out. Me too.
I
don't know. I mean, but I think they have bigger things to focus on right now than figuring out how to publicly shame them, but they totally deserve. Can you imagine having the audacity of approaching someone who you don't know. They might have just lost someone. Someone might have, like, the loved one might have just died in the fire. They don't have a home. They're trying to figure out where to get food. And they're like, hey, can I buy that from you?
Have I got a deal for you?
You get punched in the face.
But I think, tragically, there are people who are incapable of feeling shame.
What do you think that is?
I because they feel completely justified in everything that they do.
I know, but is that just like, is that more sociopathy when you have no empathy?
Yeah, I would say so. You're a sociopath.
Is it psychopathy or sociopathy? I always get those two confused.
I don't know my pathies that well.
But yeah, I just, it's, yeah, I think we have a clip of someone talking about this, don't we?
We do. She is a resident of Lahania and appearing on MSNBC talking to Katie Turr.
I think right now we just need the prayers and, you know, we need the money to rebuild our town. This is going to be a long, long road ahead of us. And we're just trying to fundraise and make sure that the displaced families can go back home one day. There's a lot of real estate speculation happening right now that is really frustrating. And I just want to remind all you real estate investors around the world, like Lahaina is not for sale. Please don't reach out to these families and take advantage of them during the most devastating time of our lives.
You know, we just heard from our reporter and from a couple of women who say that they were upset about what tourists were doing. Now you're telling me that there are real estate investors reaching out to people about their property. What's going on exactly?
Yes, homeowners have been reached out by investors and realtors offering to buy their land. And this is disgusting. Disgusting, and we just want to make sure that people around the world understand our situation and know that Lahaina is not for sale. It is important that the multi-generational families that come from Lahaina get to continue to live in our hometown.
And it's like on Facebook. There was another article in USA Today that a woman said that she got a Facebook message from someone in real estate and that.
Really?
Yeah, residents have been warning one another on social media that developers may try to buy their land. And, you know, I think it's, we're obviously, like, I think that's disgusting. I think it's, like I said, predatory. But I guess on the flip side of it, how do you, is it the government's responsibility to protect people from that? Or is that still personal choice?
Texter from the 541 says, when did we realize the general public is so undereducated they can't make decisions for themselves? And is there that much of a difference between capitalists buying up property and the government buying it?
Well, I would say yes, because I think the government buying it and buying it specifically for workforce housing and keeping it as an affordable place to live versus what we even experience in Milwaukee and all over the country right now is developers buying land and creating luxury apartments instead of affordable apartments because they want to make a profit. And so, yes, I would say there is a difference between the government buying it and keeping the rents affordable versus gouging people. So 844-967-2789, what is the government's role or how do you protect people from being exploited during disasters? Or should they just be able to sell if they want to sell? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 53. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 76. Partly cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 57. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday with daytime highs approaching 83. 88 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to Matchlin Direct. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. I'm going to go right to the lines, take you in order. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
Good afternoon, Matt. Say, with Trump coming under scrutiny now and going to court, we got to really be prepared. And here's what we got to be prepared for. These domestic terrorists that support them, the co-conspirators, will try and defund, will try to distract, they'll try to do anything to keep that guy from going to court. Because if he does, they know collectively they're all finished. They're all going to tumble. So when they talk about pardoning, when they talk about a way to let him off, when they talk especially about letting him run for president, we have to come up against him and say, no, the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, specifically states an act of terrorism, you're not allowed to be involved politically. We got to start supporting the Constitution, because if we don't, and this guy slips through, we're in trouble.
Excellent call, Bill. I agree with you 100%. Thank you for calling, as always. Bob of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Bob?
I've got the three major causes of the destruction of American democracy. First one would be the Reagan tax cuts. The middle class has never recovered. 60% cut for the middle, for the rich, and only 15% for the middle class. That disaster stays with us. The second one would be telling lies, 30,000 lies, and propaganda being routinized has developed this cults instead of parties. And third, gerrymandering, which means there is no democracy in many of our states, including Wisconsin at the legislative level. So those are the big three, I think. You know, we've got too many solid red states, and there's no debate. And with out of common reference, too many lies, the gerrymandering, the lies, and then favoring the rich are right. the three biggest problems.
Bob, I certainly agree with you on the gerrymandering and on Trump's lies. The Trump's lies, I've never seen a candidate before or a president before. There's the violence, but there's also the pervasive mendacity, the pervasive lying. On every little fact, there's nothing he says when he opens his mouth that you can trust or believe, even though he was the president, now he's running again. That and the gerrymandering, which has really imposed commie government on the states that have it, and that our state's one of them. Voss is now speaker, and he has a veto-proof majority in the Senate, and he's two seats shy of a veto-proof majority in the Assembly. He doesn't get 50% of the vote. That's commie government. And what they've done is they put cancer in our water, destroyed our great university system, and they are relentlessly attacking our liberties. Thank you very much for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, first of all, Matt, everybody today is just so spot on. Another thing I see as a problem personally is some of these people that should know better that run interference for them. I'm reading an article yesterday about some gal that worked in the Justice Department, and she says in this article in the New York Times, well, it would be wrong to say that there's a precedence for these exact circumstances because there isn't one because we've never seen these circumstances. Well, I don't really truly care. Why don't we set a precedence? How does one get set in the first place if you never do it?
Right. We have a guy, Trump, who was president, and even when he was president, now he is a candidate, is encouraging violence against judges, witnesses, and jurors, and healthcare officials, and election officials. And he continuously lies. The American people have got to see that. They've got to bust through that. And recognize that the Republican Party, we do need, Paul Wisco, Paul said it right. We need two parties. We need a center-right party and a center-left party. We don't have a center-right party anymore. They have imposed commie government and violence on us. And people in that party, and there are plenty of them, Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, all of the Republicans who stood up to Trump on the attempt to steal the election, they're good people. They've got to regain control of their party. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thank you for calling, Mark. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, Trump is constantly engaged in stochastic terrorism. I mean, as well as many of his allies are engaged in. And they do it, you know, kind of sideways. But I mean, it's terroristic acts are included. They're encouraging terroristic acts, and this nonsense of the fake electors. Oh, they were fooled by their lawyers. Blah blah blah. Well, no. If a clear reading of the Constitution says that the fake electors should not have happened, I mean, what it says in the Constitution is we, the electorate, select the electors, and that's how it's supposed to be, and they violated that. And I frankly wonder how many of the people on the Supreme Court, the conservatives, actually were in on the deal and wanted to do it, and but for Brian Hagedorn, that doing the right thing.
Right.
The fake electors in Wisconsin would have had a leg to stand on, and they really shouldn't in the first place. I mean, that is just, I don't know.
Right.
I just.
No, you're right. Listen, Mark, it was 4-3. Three Republican justices voted not to certify Joe Biden, even though he won by more than 20,000 votes. And there were audits up the wazoo. In fact, Trump paid for an audit in Milwaukee and Dane County, which is where he lost big, but he lost elsewhere as well. And Biden gained votes. He gained a couple of hundred votes in that re-audit. Three justices violated their oaths, in my opinion. One of them saw the handwriting on the wall, did not run for re-election, and that's how we elected Janet Protasiewicz. But there are two others up there. They're not up for election right now, but when they are, keep that in mind. There is no way they should be reelected. There's no way they should be allowed to continue to attack and try to destroy our democracy. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News brief. Facing much criticism of steps taken or not taken before, during, and after Maui's deadly wildfire crisis last week, the head of the emergency management agency resigned, says for health reasons. Meantime,
FEMA officials tell me many of the victims have been found in their homes and in their beds. Many are likely children and had no idea the flames were approaching.
Jonathan Vigliotti. Southern California doesn't see tropical storms much, but could soon see Hurricane Hillary.
It is expected to get even stronger as it heads to the north, looking at the possibility of a major Category 4 hurricane by Saturday.
The Weather Channel's Chris Warren. In Indiana, proposed limits on Medicaid funding of autism therapy programs had protesters near the governor.
I just know that our schools cannot, in January, absorb
these kids and the needs of these children won't be met in the schools.
Republican State Representative Becky Cash, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Foti.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before I get to the next segment, I want to mention something, and this is something where I call balls and strikes on both sides, and it doesn't give me any pleasure to say this, but there is a state representative named Ryan Clancy who represents the east side of Milwaukee, and so he represents the area that I live in. In a Facebook posting in an exchange, he said, quote, cop jobs have neither dignity nor value, i.e. police officer jobs have neither dignity nor value. That is false. It's very hurtful. He is a socialist. There's a socialist caucus, but he runs as a Democrat on the Democratic ticket. There's a socialist caucus. It has only two people in it. Clancy, who represents the east side of Milwaukee, and a fellow who represents Shorewood. These are two of the higher income areas in the state. It's absurd to have a socialist caucus representing two of the higher income areas of the state. This is Bree Chablis and Lexus Socialism. My message, and Clancy is my representative, but to Ryan Clancy, apologize immediately for those remarks, meet with police officers, get an understanding of how difficult their jobs are, and how important and vital they are to our community. If you do not do that, you should resign from the assembly. I want to get back to Trump. I want to get back to Trump. There is a very dangerous circumstance that is starting to come together in the Congress. I want to let you know about it. There are three different efforts in Congress right now to defund Jack Smith and his investigation, to cut his paycheck. Some of them want to eliminate his paycheck, and they want to eliminate any investigators, any money for his investigation, or the prosecution of the case in front of Tanya Chutkan. Now, let me tell you the real danger there. The Republican Party will do virtually anything to injure the United States if they think in the process it injures Joe Biden so they can get back in office, virtually anything. But they're not stupid. And the average Republican, if he tried to do something like that, knows that he'd be in jeopardy in his reelection. So it's not going to pass. But why are they doing it? They're doing it because there are a number of them, perhaps 30 of them, who have now said, if you don't defund Jack Smith and take away his paycheck and take away money for the prosecution of this criminal case against Trump, we will not vote for any money for the entire U.S. government in the September 30 budget negotiations. Okay, I want to review the bidding on that one. It's very, very important. September 30 is the end of the budget year. Starting October 1, there is no money authorized by Congress to fund anything in the entire federal government. To continue to fund the entire federal government requires 12 bills. They've been drafted. They've been proposed. One of them has passed. One. 11 have not. And the Congress has gone on vacation till September 12th. When they come back, they'll have 18 days to pass the other 11 bills. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Now, when they don't do it, there is a thing called a continuing resolution where they all get together, voice vote, and say, all right, let's keep the government open. I mean, if you can imagine, this is how we run our government. Let's keep the government open at current spending levels. That ain't great. There is inflation and so forth, but still, you get the government going. They are now saying that if Biden doesn't agree to take away Jack Smith's salary, and the money for his staff, investigators, and other lawyers to prosecute Trump, they won't even vote for a continuing resolution. And some of them, which would also derail this, have said this. We are not going to permit disaster relief for Hawaii and Vermont because they're blue states. They've done this before. When John Boehner was the speaker, believe it or not, remember Hurricane Sandy out in New Jersey and New York? The Republicans wouldn't vote for disaster relief. They'll only vote for it for Texas, Louisiana, and red states. What Boehner did was he got Democrats to go along with some of the Republicans, and they voted for it as a coalition Congress. As a result, there were people in his caucus, in the Republican caucus, who wanted to get rid of him. He was tired of the fighting. He said, the hell with it. He retired. Paul Ryan took over. Paul Ryan, by the way, went to college at Miami of Ohio, and when he was in college was an aide, a volunteer to John Boehner, believe it or not, who was an Ohio congressman. Then he went on to be the speaker. He tried to do the same thing, and they got after him too. There is a thing called a discharge petition. Discharge petition permits the minority party to say, even though Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans want to shut down the government, we have 213 Democrats who want to continue with a budget, and we have found five Republicans who will join us and demand that it be discharged for vote. There's one fly in the ointment. Where are the five Republicans? You'd think that in this state, the people who bray about somehow being moderates, like Gallagher of Green Bay and Style of Janesville, you'd think they'd say, well, we'll be two of them. There are five in New York who claim they're moderates. Republicans. There are five Republicans in California who claim they're moderates. You think among them, there are five total, a couple from each state, who would say, well, what the hell? We will agree that the United States should keep running and not let Russia go into Eastern Europe and Ukraine, not let China go into the entire South China Sea. They are now building airstrips on islands that are claimed by Taiwan and the Philippines. Yeah, let's pay our Justice Department. What the heck? Yeah, let's pay our Treasury Department. Right. How about our Attorney General? Yeah, maybe that's not a bad idea. Do you realize the degradation in the Republican Party? Do you realize the degradation in the Republican Party? Do you realize the servility in the Republican Party to Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump is pushing this. Do you realize the degradation and servility of the entire Congress, Senate, and House by enacting rules that are not contemplated by the Constitution? The Senate is still letting Tommy Tuberville stop the confirmation of a general to head the Army, an admiral to head the Navy, and a general to head the Marines. They are permitting Rand Paul to block ambassadors, as he did with Niger, and an Islamic coup occurred. The pro-Western president is under arrest and under trial. And these people are running around waving Russian flags, and I mean that, in Niger, and they are Islamic terrorists. Because Rand Paul said he hadn't been given COVID info, which was false. Rand Paul was lying. Then Rand Paul said, it wasn't clear to me that I could make that information public. And once again, he was lying. There was no prohibition of doing anything he wanted with it. You must understand something. You must understand something. Rand Paul, Tommy Tuberville, and there are others in the House. There's Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, who have intimidated Kevin McCarthy, will deliberately injure, they will slash the wrists of our country. They will do it. They are full of self-hatred and hatred of the United States. They are doing this right now. And the rest of the government has passed rules that violate the Constitution. There's nothing in the Constitution that permits the Senate to say that one guy, one sociopath, can shut down our military and shut down our State Department. There is nothing in the Constitution that says that a handful of one party can prevent a budget from even being voted on by the entire House. Do you see what I mean? Does that make sense? It should make sense because that's what the Constitution would say, and yet they're getting away with it. Why are the congressmen and the senators so chicken? If you called Ron Johnson and said, we should have had an ambassador to Niger about 2 weeks before the Islamic coup, we should have an admiral in charge of the Navy, we should have generals in charge of the Army and the Marine Corps. You'll get a recording that goes, my name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work for Moscow there. You call Tammy Baldwin's office and say, we should have an admiral, the head of the Navy. We should have a general and the head of the Army, another one, the head of the Marine Corps. You will get that I virtue signaled on abortion and LGBT issues, and I passed a resolution bipartisan with Marco Rubio that says that we support our military. That's what you get. Why do you get that? In the Senate, you get that, and that's true of all 99 senators other than Tuberville, or 98 other than Rand Paul, because the vanity of being in the most exclusive club in the world is somehow stroked by saying to one another as they bow to one another in monarchical fashion, sir, you can shut down the government if you so choose. And in the House of Representatives, these clowns are not even normal looking. Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, these are not normal people. Remember something. Kevin McCarthy said that the Russians were paying Congressman Rohrabacher from California and Donald Trump. He had it on tape, and then he lied and said, I didn't say it. They said, well, there's the tape. Was that photoshopped, sound shopped? And he walked away. If Russia or Saudi Arabia bribes one senator, they can shut down and delay our government for a long time, including our military, including what's now a coup, an Islamic coup, that are waving Russian flags in Niger. That can spread. That is spreading. That is spreading. The vanity of the Senate is violating the Constitution. The pusillanimity, i.e. the cowardice of the members of the House of Representatives, is shutting down our country. Today is August 17. September 30, we have no money. Yes, Janet Yellen can do tricks for a little while, not too long. But the Chinese are looking at this. Islamic terrorists are looking at this. Russia is looking at this. And the Republican Party is betraying our country, and the Democratic Party in the Congress is standing by and not doing a damn thing about it. Very angry about this. This has got to be understood. When you have people in the House of Representatives who say they won't provide disaster relief for Hawaii and Vermont because they're blue states, and we are not going to fund Jack Smith and the investigation unless Biden agrees to all of that, we're not giving you any money. That's what's happening in the United States. That has never happened in the United States, except 1861. Abraham Lincoln took care of business, but he had a lot of support. Right now, the country is divided. That's why it's essential that everybody out there listening to this take this in mind when you vote. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Monday through Friday at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 53 overnight. Under clear skies, winds out of the northwest around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 76. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Lows around 57. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 83. 88 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A memo got leaked from the DeSantis campaign that's unbelievable. Remember, there's going to be a debate next week. There's going to be a debate next week. We are going to be broadcasting Civic Media from a location right near the debate. Keep them honest, which won't be, actually will be very difficult with this crowd. Here's what the memo says. I couldn't believe it myself. I don't know what kind of a staff this guy has. Here is the debate prep memo from DeSantis' staff to DeSantis for next week. And this assumes that Trump will not be there because he's already said it's unlikely he'll be there. He's out on bail in four jurisdictions. He opposes bail, of course, like Republicans. Kind of hard to explain why he opposes bail, but he's out on bail from four jurisdictions. If he were consistent, he'd check himself into prison right now. Here is the advice from DeSantis's campaign geniuses. A, defend Trump against attacks by Chris Christie. Well, great. You're going to defend the guy who's 30 points ahead of you in the Republican polls. B, this is unbelievable. Attack Vivek Ramaswamy and call him fake. Take a sledgehammer to him. Fake Vivek or Vivek the fake. look. I have a sense of humor. It's pretty thin right now with the Republicans. Vivek Ramaswamy is a very wealthy guy who doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of being a nominee for president of the United States. He's running basically for commerce secretary. All of these people, you got to understand something. When they say they're running for president, they're just trying to get attention so maybe they get a job. Vivek Ramaswamy is a Hindu gentleman. I have great respect for his religion. I have no respect at all for his positions. He's a right-wing son of a gun and thinks the United States should have voting only started at age 25. But do you really think the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the crowd that tried to murder people, in fact, five people died, beat cops, they're going to vote for this guy? You know they're not. And DeSantis is doing this so he can slyly and obliquely look like he's attacking an Asian guy. I mean, that's really what's going on here. It gets worse. He said, here is what you should say. You should say, fake Vivek or Vivek the fake. And then you should say, Trump is, if your name is mentioned, Trump isn't here. So let's just leave him alone. He's too weak to defend himself. We're all running against him. I don't think we want to join forces with someone on the stage like Chris Christie, who's auditioning for a show on MSNBC. I'm going to sit there watching this debate and think, I want to hear if DeSantis is dumb enough to actually say some of this stuff. Then it says, unbelievable, blast Joe Biden and the press 3 to 5 times and give a positive vision for the country 2 to 3 times. Now, you may think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm reading from the memo. Blast Joe Biden and the press 3 to 5 times and give a positive mission, a positive vision for the country 2 to 3 times. Hey, guy, how about the other way around? How about you think Abraham Lincoln had to have a memo that said give a positive vision for the country 2 to 3 times? The most amazing thing, and it's sad in a way, but funny in a way, too. It says, make mention of a, quote, personal anecdote, end quote. or quote story about your family, children, and or your wife, Casey, while quote, this is in quotes, showing emotion, end quote. When a guy's running for president and he has to be told in a memo by a campaign aide that you should quote, show emotion, end quote, about quote, your wife, Casey, end quote, or quote, about your family or children, end quote. That's a very sad thing. This is a very sad memo. And when you're sitting there listening to this, if you, in fact, do listen to any of it, if you listen to any of this, keep in mind that this is what the campaign memo said, and keep in mind whether or not this guy says these things. I think it's be hard for him not to say something like it, because this is his staff, and frankly, he's sort of adrift. His campaign is adrift. Right now, there was a poll in New Hampshire that showed him 1 point behind Christie in New Hampshire. Now, admittedly, they were both in single digits. In that poll, Christie was at 9%, DeSantis was at 8%, Trump was up around 40%. At some point, people in this country, Republicans in this country, and I think it's starting to penetrate to independents, you cannot continue to be supporting in a Republican primary a guy who espouses violence and a guy who lies all the time. That you can't do. A guy who has praised Putin, said that Putin is a genius because for, quote, a few dollars in sanctions, he got all that real estate in Ukraine, who attacks NATO and who will pull us out of NATO and pull out any support for Ukraine and let the Russians go into Eastern Europe. There is a line that can't be crossed, and that is a line that should not be crossed. I'll tell you something else. Trump has now been privately advised by lawyers, quote, whatever you do, do not hold that press conference on Monday. What are they talking about? The press conference, Trump shut his mouth off after the Atlanta indictment, and he said in some bold letters with some of these words, quote, I am going to hold a press conference on Monday, and I am going to reveal a large, complex, but irrefutable report in caps. How these charges are false and they must be dismissed immediately in caps. What his lawyers are afraid of, and he's very capable of this, is he'll shoot his mouth off at this thing and it'll be evidence in the trial against him. He will admit to certain things and claim that they're not unlawful, but he'll be admitting to the facts. Remember, there were 161 overt acts. He'll go through them. I am betting that he is not going to show up. His hide will not be seen. His hide will not be seen on Monday, but stay tuned. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crute, Devil's Advocate. Matt Flynn Direct is signing off for now.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.